Episode 1782, Health is More Than Food and Fitness.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching. Happy day. Are you ready? We have one more day till Thanksgiving. You got your turkey, your ham, your prime rib, your steak, whatever you feed your family and your friends for this Thanksgiving. It's time for our Wellness Wednesday chat. Health is more than food and fitness. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, there would be a lot of health gurus out there that would say, you know what? It's the holiday time and you can stay on track. You got this. You see, healthy living traditionally focuses on food and fitness. But if you want to create a lifestyle that impacts not only you, but the world you touch, health is more than food and fitness. When life throws fastballs and you have no time to breathe, you have to be intentional about what really matters. It doesn't matter what you have if you don't have your health. That is where your wealth lies. It's not in your paycheck. It's not in your house. It's in your health. This week, I've been reminded multiple times about the value of health. One of my uncle's back is completely out. He can't walk and is in an extraordinary amount of pain right now. Instead of flying for Thanksgiving, going to the destination of their choice, they're going to be spending it at home and he'll be in bed resting. I have another uncle, though, who is having double bypass surgery today. Long recovery days are ahead. But because of his divine appointment with a neighbor, he found out that he needed this surgery before it became a 911 call. Both of these men are extraordinary men. They've meant a lot to me, and I would appreciate your prayers for them. But I share this with you because life is precious. It's times like these that we count our blessings. And yes, paying attention to what we fuel our bodies with is essential. Intentionally moving keeps our bodies from becoming rigid and worn. However, health is more than food and fitness. It's the stick-to-itness, the reason for the season. That is your kiss to Keep It Simple strategy, stick-to-itness. What are you doing in your life to grow your relationships, to grow your heart? You see, the impact of your health goes far beyond food and fitness. Yes, all of that stuff is very important. Getting those 7 to 9 hours of sleep, eating a well-balanced meal that fuels your cells, intentionally moving to keep your body limber and functioning properly, minimizing stress. Yeah, holidays, talk about stress. Yeah, you're probably feeling it right now. Increasing your hydration with lots and lots of water, not all that other junk that's out there, but water. However, your heart needs a space for recreation, a recreation of hope and love. This is what makes life worth living. Yeah, you need to watch your weight and what you're filling your tummy with. You need to walk more and take more vacations. Yet if the ones that matter in your life aren't a part of your life, then you have a health emergency. I want you to think about that for a moment. If our wealth lies in our health, and it's great that it rhymes, right? It's kind of fun to throw that out there like, oh yeah, our wealth is in our health. And, you know, it's wonderful when we can have things make sense and we connect the dots. But are you connecting the head with the heart with the head? Are your actions matching what you know you should be doing? Life is precious. Life is too short. No matter the disagreements, the stuff of your past, let it go. The stick-to-itness comes from your heart. That means you have to work harder sometimes for those that you love. You're going to disagree. You're going to have fights. You're going to have arguments. You may even say things that, honestly, maybe at one point in your life, you 100% believed. But when you look back, 2020 hindsight, through a different set of lenses, what does it look like now? Most of the time, it's a little clearer. It's okay that we make mistakes. But you can't go on living with a broken heart. So don't give up just because it's easy. Don't give in just because you're tired. Do give thanks. Push through when times are tough, for this too shall pass. What is it in your life that if you could make some changes, what would it be? Yeah, you know, we all have that little extra roll somewhere on our body that we don't like. And if we don't have that extra roll somewhere on our body that we don't like, then usually we want to put a little bit of more of something somewhere, right? We want to create an extra roll, if you know what I'm saying, wink, wink. So it's a two-way street here. We have a problem with rolls, period, whether they're going in our mouth or they're on our body. And so, yeah, that was meant to be funny, by the way. I know I'll keep my day job, but I want you to smile a little bit. I don't want you to be so hunkered down in this moment when it comes to health and wellness that you can't enjoy every single day of your life. Now, no, that doesn't mean you have to jump off the deep end every single time. No, you shouldn't be tempted by candy and sugar and lots of sweet treats and, you know, flour and refined processed foods. No, is all that stuff really good for you? No, actually, it really isn't. But a little bit once in a while is okay. Just don't binge on it like you do watching your Netflix or your Hulu or whatever you're watching now. Your football, like me, except I don't re-watch football games. I'm weird like that. I want to watch them live. I'm just saying. But when you look at your life, when you look at your health regarding your heart health, your relationship health, what does it say? Does it scream, you got this? You're putting it all together. You're working hard. Or is there kind of a couple question marks? It says, well, you really need to look at this area more. You see, the cool thing about relationships is we can fine-tune each and every one of them. Our body doesn't always work that way. Wouldn't it be nice just to say, okay, I want 20 pounds to come off my thighs. Yes, got it. Nope, doesn't work that way. Those 20 pounds are going to come off somewhere else before you even get to the weight on your thighs. I know that's not what you like to hear. I get it. But in relationships, it's different. That of the heart, the wealth of your health that comes from the heart, you can pinpoint. You can say, I need to work on this with this person. Who is that for you? Whose relationship do you need to maybe even send a text today? And you're going, oh, Christiane, now you're really pushing it. Well, consider this lifting what? A 500-pound bar. Yeah, it's time to do a deadlift. And it's 500 pounds. And it's going to be real tough. But once when you get started, it gets easier and easier. And you get stronger and stronger. And what happens is you flex that heart muscle. That's impact. Health is more than food and fitness. It's the heart. The heart of relationships. You see, life is bigger than a fork and a dumbbell. What is it going to be for you today? What text do you need to send out of the blue? Just a few words. It doesn't have to be a lot. It can be just thinking about you. Wish you were here. Maybe it's one of the tougher ones. I'm sorry. Sometimes just those two simple words, technically it's a contraction, so maybe it's three words. I am sorry. I'm sorry goes a long way. Let the details fall where they may later. But start and initiate and say, you know what? I'm tired of having this feeling. I'm tired of feeling this extra stress, this weight on me. You see, that ages us as much as what we put in our mouths and as much as we're sitting on our butts. We've got to start contracting our hearts. Where is your health today in regards to your heart? Make today count. Stick to what matters. That stick-to-itness is not about you always being right. In fact, it's you're going to fall down. How many diets have you tried the first time and it worked the very first time perfectly? Yeah, no. And if it did, you were much, 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 much younger. And then everything worked perfect then. But now you add 10, 15, 25, 30 years and you're like, oh my gosh, everything is moving so slow. It's like a snail. And you're like, can I just speed it up? Because time's speeding up. But my health is not. It's like it's going backwards. Health is more than food and fitness. What is it for you today? You know, this being the week of Thanksgiving, all my babies will be home as of today. I cannot wait. I'm so, so excited. We're going to have them all here. My daughter and her brand new amazing husband. I got a new son-in-law. How cool is that? Now I have four sons. The family is just multiplying. It's awesome. I get to see my second child, which is our firstborn son. He is absolutely thriving in a new job. I look at my number two daughter. She's our middle one. She's number three of five. She is doing extremely well in college and going after her dream. And even when she trips and stumbles a little bit, she pulls herself back up. And I'm so proud of her for what she's doing. And then our two youngest boys, our freshman and senior in high school, they're working all the time, not because mama and daddy are pushing them, but it's because they have the drive within themselves. And they just have a heart for others. It's awesome to be able to see your children succeed in life. And when we look at our functional fitness, our functional health, and what it looks like as a whole person, you got to look at the heart too. What you're feeling today, if you're getting that nudge, you need to listen to it. There's a reason why you have that feeling today. Maybe today is your divine appointment to listen here. Maybe this is the actual little push that says, come on, get out of your comfort zone. There are bigger blessings out there to be had if you'll just let the past go. If you'll just reach out beyond what you see, but because your heart knows. Trust that. Make today count. Life is bigger than a fork and a dumbbell. Go out and live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.